Is it working? Yep. Okay. You know, before I start off my message today, I just want to declare resurrection life. You'll notice that my other half is not here. He's strained his back. So, you know, I truly believe that when we speak resurrection life, what was dead has to come alive. Amen? And when pastors been speaking resurrection life for so many years, sometimes it can become a bit of a routine that I just say, oh, yeah, I declare resurrection life. Oh, I receive. I declare resurrection. Oh, I receive. I receive. It can become a bit of a routine. This is kind of tied to my message as well. But, you know, today I've truly felt something shifting in the atmosphere. And it's up to each and every one of us whether we truly want to get into that next gear, like a manual shift gear. I don't know. I didn't do manual. I did automatic. I did automatic, so I don't know. But, you know, do we want to shift into the new gear? Shift into sixth gear? Let's shift into seventh gear today, yeah? Perfection is seven. Perfect, full, and complete. Let's shift into our seventh gear today. So in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare resurrection life right now into our spirit, our soul, our body, our mind, our will, our emotion. Right now, I declare resurrection life right now. What was dead has to come alive right now because we have resurrection life in our bones right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside each and every one of us. So I declare resurrection life right now. Resurrection life right now, especially over Dino's back right now. Whatever is hindering him from being here, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare resurrection life. I declare divine healing right now, that the doctors will just be amazed at what is happening, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I just declare that, Lord. And even as just we stretch forth our hands, Lord, we just want to receive another portion today, Lord. We want to shift into seventh gear today, Lord. So we just receive everything that you are giving to us right now, Lord. We just receive it. We just call it forth from heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So you want to hear a funny story about how I got my message title? Everyone likes a funny story, right? Okay. So when we were in Europe, I was like, fantastic. I do not need to preach for at least another 2 months. And you know what was really funny? That first week when we were in London, that message, when I was sitting in church, the message just came to me. And I was like, oh, God, but couldn't you have given it to me like in the sixth week when we were on our way back to Perth? So I don't need to think about it. But God was really challenging me in this aspect about this title and about this message. And this message is truly, I am sitting right there. This is not me speaking. This is truly Holy Spirit. So I'm there because I'm preaching to myself as well. Okay? And the title of the message is Out with the Old, In with the New. Out with the Old, In with the New. And I actually got a song associated with this message. And the song is talking about new wine. It's talking about new wine. And, you know, I was just thinking to myself, new wine, new wine. What does that actually mean to me? You know, so it's out with the old, in with the new. My laptop's not cooperating with me today, but that's okay. So the key scripture that I had today is taken from Luke chapter 5, verse 33 to 39. And it reads, then they said to him, this is Jesus, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but yours, they eat and drink. They have a good time. And he said to them, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days. Then he spoke a parable to them, and he said, no one puts a piece of new garment on an old one. Is that right? Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. That's true, right? And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. but new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, that old wine was better. You know what? This scripture really spoke to me, and is basically telling me that you cannot have mixture with old, and new. There's no such thing as mixture with old and new. Anyone ever sown here? Does anyone ever sow? Has anyone ever sown anything? Sowing, yeah. Do you go out with your old clothes? Do you go out to Spotlight? Spotlight, yeah, that's the only one I know. Do you go out to Spotlight, buy new fabric to fix the old one? No. Because you know what will happen? You will waste the money that you bought for your new, and then you also waste the old. Is that right, Stefan? You never do that. And so, like, I was thinking with this message, no old with no new, new and old cannot mix, okay? And it's interesting. Once you experience the new, you can't go back to the old. Is that right? I tell you, when we were in France, France. You know, we've had creme brulee here, but creme brulee is a French dessert. You think you've had it good here. You go to France, you don't want to have creme brulee ever again in Australia. You always want to go back and have it. So I was just thinking, it's like, it's the same here. It's the same principle. Once you've tasted the new wine, which is the Holy Spirit, once you've tasted that, you don't want to go back to your old lifestyle. Is that right? You want to continue with the new, and you don't want to just get one taste and that's it. You just want to keep on chewing and chewing and chewing and grabbing and grabbing and grabbing and eating. Is that right? This is very interesting. I think a lot of you will be able to... Can you see on the board up there? The new and old? Yeah? Cool. Everyone knows what a cassette is? Everyone's old enough to know what a cassette is? Yeah? Lizzie, probably not. A cassette, okay? A cassette, you can have, I think... Growing up, I survived on a cassette, okay? And as a cassette, you record about an hour and a half on your recording. So I remember we used to have like maybe 8 songs. That goes for an hour and a half. You know, you're like, yes, at the first instant, you're like, yes, this is so great. This cassette is so great. You know, once you listen to it about 50 times, you're like, oh, can we just maybe rewind it and listen to it? Because maybe it's a bit different. No? Just me? Okay, how about, okay, CDs. Everyone has a CD, right? Everyone knows what a CD is. You listen to the same song, same thing, it's over and loop. Don't you just want something new? You want something new. So that's where we have Spotify. And Spotify is an app where you just type in what song you want and wah! And then it comes up with a list and it has albums and everything. And so you don't need to listen to the same 8 songs over and over again. Okay, the next one, what do we have? We have, who remembers printed map books? Yeah. I don't mind them. But let me tell you, when you go traveling, you do not want to bring a printed map book because that's extra luggage. Plus, it's probably not updated, right? So Google Maps truly was our like helping savior over in Europe. We did get lost a few times, but... Praise the Lord for Google Maps. It able to navigate our way through, especially in the old windy roads of Rome where you cannot even read the road names. It's like ridiculous. I don't know Italian, so whatever. Ah, interesting. Cookers. All the cookers in here. A slow cooker. And what does a slow cooker do? It cooks your food slowly. What do we have in the new? We have an all-in-one cooker, which means that it cooks your food faster. So what a herbal soup would take hours, now only takes you 30 minutes. Oh, yeah. Yum. 30 minutes instead of hours. Oh, yeah. I want that upgrade. What's the next one I have? An encyclopedia. Anyone remember encyclopedias? Oh, they were fun. Oh, you do. You go to an encyclopedia. You just open up. You search up maybe, let's say, soccer. You read up there, and I grew up in the age where I had to use encyclopedias for primary school, but I had the internet for high school. Yes. So, encyclopedias, you'd only get one thing of that topic, and then you'd have to go to the library and borrow another books for more of that topic. But now Google or Yahoo or whatever internet browser you use, you just type it up and it's out there in a few seconds. It's out there. The last one, newspaper food reviews. And Google reviews, Zomato Facebook reviews. Does anyone remember the old newspaper food reviews? Yeah, right. It would review out maybe two restaurants in that week. I remember grabbing the newspaper so fast and just grabbing that news one and reading. Ooh, looks very nice. Ooh, that looks great. You know what the problem is when you're a kid? You don't have money. You don't have a car to go to those restaurants. But you know, when we were in Europe, actually using all of, like, technology, Facebook reviews, Google reviews, Zomato, it helped us from avoiding the tourist trap restaurants. So, like, why am I rambling on about this, you're probably asking, right? You're probably asking, why am I rambling on about this? You know, when all of the old things came out, I thought that was the best of the best. I thought that was the creme de la creme. That was the bee's knees in that time. But then when the new comes, what happens? The old, you totally forget about the old, right? You totally forget about the old, and you go, this is the new, like, standard. So why am I speaking about all of this? How does this spiritually apply to each and every one of us? That's a very good question. Stick with me. The next one, I have some questions that I've actually asked myself during my Christian walk, okay? These are questions I've asked myself. These are not Google template questions that I've Googled up, but these are questions I've asked myself. First one, I'm comfortable where I am. I don't need to grow. Number two, only having an experience once is okay for my Christian walk. And third one, I've been to many training classes, programs. What can I really benefit from going back and doing it again? Okay? So, I mean, these are questions I've asked myself. Truly open and transparent with you today. And I just wonder whether you have sometimes maybe even asked yourself these questions. I don't need you to ask, but answer that. But, you know, yesterday at the Armadale for Jesus, one of the speakers, he stood up and he said, going to church does not make you a Christian. Just how sitting in McDonald's does not make you a hamburger. Shall I repeat that again? Yep. Going to church does not make you a Christian, just like how sitting in McDonald's does not make you a hamburger, because we'd be in a lot of trouble if that was the case. Is that true? Yeah? So that really made me, it got me, and it made me just, like, focus my attention, like, whoa, that is so true. Being a Christian is not just sitting in church, but it's about having a personal experience. It's about having that personal experience, which is what Pastor Ludwig was talking about, that personal experience, which is a revelation, a special revelation of Jesus. And each and every one of us need that personal revelation. We need that personal experience. Amen? So I just want to activate and I just want to pray today. So Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you today. And I humble myself and I truly say I'm sorry for making Christianity an outward show. So Holy Spirit, right now, I want there to be a personal relationship right now with you, with God the Father, and with Jesus the Son. Let my Christian walk not just be an outward show, but let there be a true personal inward relationship with you. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I just activate this, Lord. I just activate that today is a different day, that we are walking out today a different person in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the now word, for the revelation, right? Because each and every one of us need that. So, let's move on. What does new wine mean? What does new wine mean? Wine is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. It says here in Matthew 9:17, it says, "Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." So if we want the Holy Spirit inside each and every one of us, we have to be dead to our old self and be a new person, right? Because the old cannot live, the new cannot live in the old, or else everything will just spoil. So that's why we just need to be a new creation, new creature, amen? Ephesians 5:18 talks about, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, which is overindulgence, but be filled with the Spirit." So there is an infilling of the Spirit is compared and contrasted to drinking wine. I like this one. New wine from heaven. New wine. When you taste something new, your taste buds go, "Ooh, that was new." Right? "Ooh, that was new. Ooh," I was like, "Ooh, yum." But you know what? You have to get used to that taste, because you're used to tasting old, right? You're used to tasting the old. So with regards to this, a new wine from heaven, that means that we have to get rid of our old expectations, our old limitations, our old mindsets, our old thinking, so that we get this new wine. And this new wine will taste a bit strange at first, but that's what we need. We need strange. We need to be on fire, right? Yeah? Because when you get that new, everything else won't matter. Amen? Amen. Gone quiet on me today. Are you all awake? Amen? Hallelujah?
Praise the Lord.
So, number two, what does new wine speak of? It speaks of renewed love and intimacy with God. A renewed love and a renewed intimacy with God. You know, God is truly calling you back to his first love. You know, in Revelations 2:2-4, it talks about the Ephesus church, and what it says, you left your first love. I mean, I'm going to ask the question here, does anyone remember their first love or first encounter with Jesus and how sweet that felt and how in love you were? Yeah, and how in love you were. Let's just talk about, like, Dino and I, like, when we first met, we were like, "Oh, the butterflies, everything jumping up and down. Oh, hi, Dina. Hi, Amy." It's all jumpy. It's all fresh. It's all like this. It's all exciting. Now it's just like, "Hi, dear." But you know what? It's that freshness. It's that first love, you know? And God was telling me when I was just preparing this relationship, you know, in life, sometimes we just get really busy. Let's just admit, we get really busy in life, right? We go here, we go there, we're just really busy. And you know what God's just speaking to me? He's just like, "I'm not interested in what your works are, but come back to that first love. Come back to that first love." And you know, I had like this, I'll just tell you, I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, and it was like, whoa, never in my wildest imaginations could I ever have thought this. I thought I would just, in just the guest room, I thought I'd just have a bit of a sleep. Holy Spirit had a totally different idea, and he's like, "Nope, you're not sleeping." And I just started playing some music, and then I just felt like, just the urge to, "Nah, I'm not sleeping anymore." And then just felt the urge just to praise God in a guest room, right? And I just suddenly felt the tangible presence of God there. And he was just saying, like, "Amy, I think you've drawn away from this first love. You need to come back to it." And during that encounter, I was just like weeping and bawling my eyes out. Dino came in the room. He's like, "So are you okay?" I was like, "Go away. I'm having an encounter. Like, go away." He's like, okay. You have your encounter. And you know what? I think that's what God is like speaking to each and every one of us, even to myself personally. That, you know, sometimes the busyness of life, we have just continued to do works. But we just need to draw from him. Just wait on the Lord. And, you know, in Psalms 27, it says, "Wait on the Lord." It doesn't say, "Run around with the Lord." It says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So, I mean, like, that's really a challenge that each and every one of us have, like, through the busyness of life. And it's true, everyone is so busy. But God just wants you to wait on him. Just wait on him. And he will truly strengthen you during that waiting process. Amen. The last one I have. New wineskins are needed for new wine. So, Matthew 9:17 is the same verse that I read before. But new wineskins, they're flexible. They can move a bit. They're fresh, like Subway. They're fresh, right? So, to receive the new move of the Holy Spirit, we also need to be new in our thinking patterns, in our behaviors, in our actions, right? And so we need to get rid of our old limitations. Like, God, you can only work in this set space. Everything else, no, you cannot do. You know, we need to get rid of that because God just wants to just pour out his Spirit on all flesh. All flesh also means you know. All flesh means you as well. You and me. It means everyone. It's not just those outside. It's on everyone, on all flesh. And if we truly want to receive and see how God is going to work in this new phase, we just got to let go of all of our old limitations, all of our expectations, and just let him move. Amen? So some questions I ask myself says, what new ways, what means, what methods are now being surpassed in this new wave? What new strategies is God going to give us to embrace as we set into this new season? What truly is the Holy Spirit saying to us as a, what were the 4 points Pastor Ludwig just said? Locally church? Local church? Universal? Prophetically? Personally? Praise the Lord, you were listening. Let's do it with a bit more conviction. Okay, so how will God speak to us, or the Holy Spirit will speak to us? Locally, universally, prophetically, and personally. Yeah? And I think it's so true and it's so relevant that we need to really hear what the Spirit is saying in these four aspects. Amen? I'm just going to conclude today. And the conclusion is, it's simple. It's not a hard gospel. It's not a hard message I'm preaching to you today. It's if we want the new, we must let go of the old. We need to let go of the mindsets, our limited thinking. We need to let go of it. And this one's interesting. New wine comes from pressure and crushing of our old selves. It means that if we want this new wine, we must truly die to ourselves. Because if we're not dying to ourselves, that means that there's still a little bit of that old there, right? So, like, truly, this message is probably the simplest message you'll ever hear, but I think it's so relevant for today. It's out with our old, kick it out the door, in with the new, which is the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So you know what? I just want to pray. I think I just want to, let's just wait on the Lord today. I truly believe that God is in our midst and that he wants each and every one of you to receive that new. But in order to receive that new, you must let go of the old. I'm speaking to myself as well. So let's just wait upon the Lord. Lord. So, Lord, we truly surrender. We surrender it all to you. All these members of our bodies, we surrender back to you. It doesn't belong to us, but it belongs back to you, Lord. So, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to let go of the old so that the new will come in. We need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit that can be contained in the newness of life inside each and every one of us. So Lord, we just reach out today and we truly say we need the new. We just need the new right now, Lord. We are so sorry that we have gone through the busyness of life and that we have maybe forgotten about you in that busyness. But Lord, we just repent right now and say, Lord, we just want to wait on you, because waiting on you is the best thing that we can ever do. as you speak to us. You speak to us right now. So Heavenly Father, we just surrender it all back to you. We surrender it all back to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just need that new wine. We need the new wine inside each and every one of us. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare resurrection life right now inside each and every one of us. Our spirit, our soul, our body, our mind, our will, our emotion. From the top of my head to the tip of our toes right now, a newness right now is just going to overflow into each and every one of our lives. Overflow and bubble out right now in Jesus' mighty name. We want to be great stewards for you right now. Let Christianity not just be an outward show, but let it be a personal, true relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit right now. So we just activate this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Just want to call forth the worship team. Pastor.
I just want to quickly say something before Amy continues.